Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday, March 5th, 2018, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Monday, people. I hope the day is off to an excellent start for you. Well, regardless of what you do, even if you work weekends, I know how a lot of people think Monday is that day that so many people dread and complain about. But hark, yeah, I said hark. Do I hear a voice crying in the distance saying, don't dismay, make Monday a holiday? For that matter, make every day a holiday. Yes, that's what I think. That wasn't a voice crying in the distance. That was a voice inside of me that's taught me to be grateful and not to complain. Oh, I could, but I dare not. God did not have to bring me this far, but he did. And I tell you, for real, there's a song that says, my soul looks back and wonder, well, mine truly does. I am still here by his grace. So those of you who feel there is a reason to be filled with the blues and the blahs and dread and complaining, I will challenge you today to master your mindset and make today a holiday celebrating what you ask. Well, I really am glad that you ask, because it just needs to be a holiday celebrating you. Happy holiday to you. You heard it from me first. You deserve to be celebrated today and every day. Yes, you do. And just imagine if there really were a holiday named after you. How very special that would make you feel. Recognized and loved and honored. You feel pretty significant and important, wouldn't you? Well, today we're talking about that very thing, feeling recognized and loved and honored and significant and important in your own very special way, your own self-worth, how you label yourself, the day, your life. That's what this is all about. My radio BFF, TV host and superstar RRR, Cassandra McShepherd joins me today to talk about it, and we're going to just see what we can do with your self-worth, the real million-dollar mind. Hey, Cassandra, how you doing?
Sure, I'm fine. I am listening to you. You may have heard me chuckle when you said, imagine a day named to celebrate you. And I thought about, from back in the radio days, all of the days that there are. There's pizza day, there's popcorn day, there's hamburger day, there's cheese. Why not? Why not a Silver Ray Fox day? I mean,
why not? This is Silver Ray Fox day. Didn't you know?
Baby, that's what I'm saying. If you say it, it'd be so. And if you believe it, everybody else will too. So it really can be done. Can be done.
Well, let me say this. Happy Cassandra McShepherd Day. It's your day, too.
Thank you. Thank you. But girl, you know what? Every day. Well, let me say this, and I can't wait to get into this conversation. Not every day do I celebrate myself, to be honest. And I want to be honest, because if I said that I did, and for someone that can't or that doesn't, they might feel separate from me. There's just one of us here. The child of God, and quite frankly, I am not in that headspace of celebration every day. But when I can't, I stay at home if I can, or I keep my mouth shut to the best of my ability. Because you talked about you talked about complaining in your intro, and I jotted it down. I would like to complain, because you have the feeling of doing something to rail against whatever you're feeling or not feeling, but it does not work. It simply doesn't work, and it makes you very boring and a pain to be around. So let's talk about what to do other than that.
That's for sure. Well, you know the awesome thing about celebrating yourself. Here's what I want to layer on top of what you just said. You may not always feel like celebrating yourself, but what we're talking about as far as self-worth, every day is still your day. That's thing. And every day is still a holiday for you, whether you celebrate it as such or not. And that's, I think, a key factor I want to make sure lands on the ears and in the hearts of people today, because you may not feel it. I mean, all of us don't feel like, you know, releasing balloons and, you know, all of that stuff on you know, every single day. But it doesn't, it does not subtract from the fact that you feel awesome about the person that you are. So that's what I want people to leave with today. Now, I know I can hear people saying, well, I'm sorry, say that again.
No, I said I'm all about that.
Yes, for sure. But I can hear people saying, well, I don't want to just feel like $1 million or celebrating myself. I want $1 million. Well, yeah, and I want you to have it. By not a long stretch of the imagination, am suggesting through today's conversation that money does not play a key role in our lives. It certainly does. The Bible teaches us that money answers all things, and keep in mind it says things. So what we're talking about is that other substance, that other valuable substance that's in us that we can make as valuable as we possibly can. In fact, we can make ourselves invaluable to our own self. So that's where this conversation is going. So when I think of self-worth, you know, there are some definitions, of course, we can roll off of, you know, our own usefulness and importance and character and all of that stuff. But, you know, I found a few quotes, Cassandra, that I felt were so neat. One of them I've always loved by Coco Chanel, and you've probably heard this one, that she says some people are rich and some people have money, and it's not necessarily the same thing. Mm-hmm. And I love that quote. I love that quote because I think when you have become, you know, the type of status that she acquired in business and selfhood, you know, when you say something like that, that means you've been paying attention to a lot of stuff in life, and so you know how to put value on certain things and certainly not others. I don't think she was by any means, of course, saying, again, that having wealth and riches, money, was not essential. Obviously it is. But she's also saying there's another kind of wealth. And I believe that she was looking at the things I just mentioned, like character, our usefulness, our importance in life, and the things that we do with it. And so one of the things that, you know, I think we should start with is the whole other spectrum that says you're worthless or, in, you know, not valuable for some reason. And I want to ponder the question, why do you feel like that? Why do you feel worthless? Why do you feel like you may not have any value? And Cassandra, I would like you to go ahead and lead on that part of the conversation, and I'll add some things after you do.
You know, it has been studied and proven that from birth to five, we get the majority of our personality. We really are, which is why I love children so much, because they really are little people. In other words, we are so impactful or able to be impacted at that time that our personalities form. So oftentimes, Silver, within those first ages and stages, we pick up the feeling of lack of self-worth. Now, this is not in unhealthy, negative, or abusive situations exclusively. This is when a parent says to a child, don't be bad. You're a bad girl. You're a bad boy. Don't do that. It's when oftentimes you feel less than, or you want something which is natural and you can't have it, which is real, but you don't understand it and it's not explained to you in any kind of way that makes you feel good. And then, of course, there are those horrific, though real, situations where children are horribly abused. I think about my niece who, when she was very young, she was such a toothpick, just a tray little thing, but so skinny. And we used to playfully tease her about her little legs. And I love my children that I did not have. With a passion, I love them. But I didn't understand how that made her feel. So those feelings of self-worth come from all sorts of ways. And it doesn't just stop at five, because if you, by that time, have not been loved unmercifully and guided ridiculously and just kind of directed through these things, which most of us are not, because our parents don't know and or are busy and or are raising other children and have their own lives, and they don't necessarily know that we are forming for life at those stages. So that's the beginning. And then you run across a relationship that breaks your heart and then confirms this feeling of, I can't get what I want, all sorts of things in all sorts of ways. But we, as many of us, are adults, the walking wounded of our parents' fears and the world's beliefs and traditions and nonsense and all these things which we accept to be our truths simply because we have not questioned them and says, that does not apply to me.
So true, so true. So I tell you this, what I'm about to say just goes right into what you just said, and that is that we have to break the record. We have to break the instant replays that come into mm-hmm. our mind that have been embedded there. We have to be the ones that stops those messages from bombarding our thoughts and taking away from what we should be becoming. Which we should have become in a whole lot of cases, because we're talking to adult people who may have not yet even discovered anywhere that area anywhere close to feeling awesome about themselves. So it's really just an interesting thing, and it's not new news. It's not what Cassandra and I are saying is not necessarily something brand new. We would certainly have our own spin on things, but definitely break the cycles of the instant replays of what people have told you. And one of the things I think that can be done that can help that to start, banking the right kind of information into your psychological account is to start doing things that matter with people that matter. And by that, I mean things like volunteering. I've volunteered a lot in my life in various capacities, and there's some great return on that investment. First of all, you are doing something that's worthwhile. That should make you feel pretty good about yourself. There's a level of appreciation from the organization and the business the entity that you are volunteering for. And then if you're in a situation where there are people who are benefiting from what you do, there's feedback from that also can elevate how you feel about yourself because of what you're doing for them. Now, the list is way too long for me to talk about what you can do. I would look at my own gifts and talents. I would look at what you might really like doing, people you would like to be around, but I can't emphasize enough to do the things that matter with people that matter. And that means really zeroing in on how you're using your time and not wasting it on things that really are not, again, adding to that bank account, the bank account of your life. You have anything you'd like to say about that, Cassandra?
I do. And you talked about the recording, the loop that's in our minds. And again, I talked about how early those loops, those recordings, those beliefs about ourselves begin to form. And they don't stop at five. But how early they begin to form, this is for some insidious, for most unconscious, and it just runs over and over in our head. And if we take a real look at that, then we'll find that that belief or fear or doubt is at the core of most of the things that we are not satisfied with, or the roadblocks that stopped us. And I think about, as you talk about who you associate with, it is critically important. But many of us associate with people that confirm that loop in our head. And that means mm-hmm. that if your relationships, if your situations are negative, we need to be able to, in the midst of a party, in the midst of a relationship, in a full house, be by ourselves for a second and check in with you and see how you feel. There are so many people, Silver, and I know you've met people like this, who when you give them a compliment, they excuse it away. And if you hear yourself doing that, check in with you. The other person didn't even know you left the room. Check in with yourself and see how you're feeling and ask, why do you do that? We all want to be recognized and we all want to be loved. So when it comes our way, why do we dismiss it? And when you're in a situation and someone is putting you down, check in with yourself and see, is that really what you think? And then we have to tell the real man or woman thinketh, so he or she about to be. Now, I just put that part in, but you get the gist. So if that's what you think, you can begin to change your mind. How do you change your mind? Educate yourself. Hang around people with healthier attitudes who will lavish respect and love and adoration on you. And if you can't find them, stay away from the negative. Journal. There are so many ways, but we have to be able to tap into the loop because it's our default button. It's the thing we fall back on when we are triggered, and those triggers come unconsciously, and then we are in reaction to some lie that we believe to be true that we accepted before we could even think. It's wonderfully mm-hmm. simple, but a life's work, but so doable, so doable.
It definitely is. It definitely is. And I, you know, making it a goal to take the action is so important in what we're talking about. I know a lot about adult learning because it's something I've studied. And one of, you know, they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. That's that's forever old that you've heard that saying. I would often go into situations and announce that particular thing. You can't teach an old dog new tricks, but let's just think like new dogs. That's my thing. So when you hear information like this, be willing and be open, because I promise you it works. It works if you yeah. work it. The next mm-hmm. thing I want to share is that we need to do things that we love. Now, that you've heard that too. But here's the thing. Do things you love, that you love. How many times are we doing things for other people because they love it and because we're trying to make an impression or we're trying to somehow create an area of significance or recognition for ourselves? That's the real reason we're doing it. I'm going to encourage you to roll back that thinking. Not that you shouldn't be doing things for people. So hear me. That's not what I mean. But what is your motive? Do things you love to do. Things that, again, go into your bank account of worth. Do the things that matter to you. I wrote down another quote today from Damon John, you know, one of the Sharks, FUBU founder. And he said, make sure you're doing something you love that you're willing to do for the rest of your life. If you're doing it for the money, that's the only thing you won't make. Now, how profound is that? Now, I know, again, I mentioned it a little earlier that we, you know, give me $1 million, I'll feel like $1 million. That's not what he's saying. He's saying that you need to be doing something that makes you feel like $1 million. That's what I read in that.
Mm-hmm.
When you do that, the potential is much greater for, you've heard many business people say, many people who have become very rich say, the money will come if you're doing what you love. So, again, need to make it absolutely clear, we're not talking about not having money. But do what you love, because that's bankable for you in more ways than one. Yeah, having money definitely gives you some kind of feeling. It makes you feel some kind of way, and it's undeniable. However, if that's all taken from you, how are you going to feel about your own self-worth? Well, I've read a little bit about that, too. People who become broke that have been wealthy still don't feel broke, because they know that something's inside of them that's going to put them right back in that place of wealth again. I think that's pretty awesome. So the self-worth factor is so critical here, and that's why we're talking about it today. And, again, the things that matter, be with the people that matter, do the things you love that you know matter, not for the sake of just doing it for someone else, for your own psychological bank account. You want to add to that, Cassandra?
I do. I worked a lot with caregivers, and it's kind of the nature of how you spoke that they do, and most of us that love anybody will be confronted with this at some point in our lives, if we're lucky. But caregiving is a loved one first, a patient first, those with needs first, to the point of illness and death in many cases for those who are caregiving for children, spouses, or parents. But I think about the song. I think it's a CeCe Winans song that talks about, fill me up, Lord, fill my cup, Lord. And I think about a presentation that I did about a cup half full. And if I were to pour from my half full cup into your cup, in no time flat, I would be empty. And you might not even be able to give me the encouragement or the thank you or anything that could give me any kind of feel good. So I'm just doing what I thought I was supposed to do the best that I could. You took it and ran with it, or took it and couldn't give anything back. And now I am broke and broken and empty. But what about if we fill our own cups? Now, yeah, I know good girls don't, and it's not nice to put yourself first, but what about if I fill my own cup? In no time flat, my cup is overflowing, and what if I give you all of the overflow? You can have all of that. That leaves me having attended to myself, having done what I want. Now, you spoke about that in terms of a career or work, and the same thing holds. If you're working a job that you cannot quit, do you, boo? Do something for you. Fill your cup, because what you will find is that there's always an overflow, and you can give that away without feeling depleted.
Absolutely. That's really good. The next thing that I have is about our deposit. And this kind of reflects on something you said a little bit earlier. Don't deposit anything into your life that has no value. The people, the past, the present things that are negative will put your self-worth account into the negative. So you got to stay away from things. I'm not going to stay there too long, because it's amazing how this time winds down for us, Cassandra. We're almost at 5 minutes, but I want to also add that desire and deposit the enriching things. And again, discover what those things are. They're everywhere. But you got to remember that you're doing it for yourself, nobody else. You can't go. Your self-worth, as Cassandra just so succinctly described, it's about your cup. not somebody else's kept. So
you're the
really
gift
pay
God
attention
gave
to
you.
Those deposits. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Which brings me to this last point, and you can reflect on it. It's see yourself as special. Because people will say, well, nobody sees me, and that's why they don't feel any kind of way about themselves. Well, one person certainly does. If you go look in the mirror, you're going to see him or her. That person mm-hmm. sees you. And that person can mm-hmm. give you all the recognition, the applause, the award for being you better than anybody else. Never forget that. Wake up and live with that. I've got a coffee cup. In fact, I've got two that say the same thing, that says you're an amazing woman. And every time I look at that cup, I say, well, yes, you are. but it's just true. What yeah. can I say? Yeah. And I don't say that with any, real the type of
it
unhealthy pride.
I just
know what I know.
Yes.
Yeah, well,
tell
thank
truth.
You.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Yes, it yes. is. Yes, it is. And I'm going to mention this quote, Cassandra, and then I'm going to have you some closing comments just based on what you just said about the truth. Author John Mason said this: is more money, a higher position, or more influence your goal? These are not goals. They are the byproduct of true goals. Seek not success, but truth. And we're talking about the truth about ourselves, and you will find work both. And I love this part: work to become, not acquire.
Mm.
Now that mm. says it all. Work to become on your worth, and then you mm-hmm. will acquire. That's what he goes on mm. to say. So go mm-hmm. ahead, Cassandra. We got a couple minutes that you can reflect. But isn't that powerful?
It is so powerful, and that work should be celebrated. Every step, every question, every block along the path, and you should work again, knowing that you're going someplace. I had a conversation with my young co-host today, and we were talking about again ages and stages, and I was told, we were talking. She showed me a beautiful picture of a woman. I think she's 68 or something, still modeling, bleached white hair, Caucasian woman, stunning woman. And I said, you know, as I approach this next milestone birthday, I am going to get it. I am not just going to be residue of the last decade. I am going into this to show up in a whole new way. And you don't have to figure out that for me. You don't have to define me, because I'm going to tell you. Because I'm going to figure it out. And that part of because my self-worth does not deplete with birthdays. My self-worth is not diminished with gray hair. That's died at the moment, but my self-worth does not deplete. No, it does not deplete. I will not bend. I said this on camera today. We need to stop throwing grown women by the wayside. We're not done. We are so not done. And this, again, has to do with what exactly you said. If you do you, we teach people how to treat us. Whatever I'm showing is what you're going to see. Now, unconsciously as well as consciously. So the work is not about the acquisition of things. The work really is about becoming the truth.
That is just the truth. Well, we are at that point where we are about to wind down, and I'm going to wrap up and thank you for all the eloquence that you bring to this show and the mindset of segments. It always is invaluable. And I appreciate you. Anybody who wants to learn more about Cassandra, you can check her out at www.cassandramcshepherd.com. All that information is on the radio page. And check out some of our other shows, too, while you're at it. I am sure you will be all the more empowered and enlightened by taking a listen. I want to thank all of you for tuning in today, listening in. Again, I'm going to encourage you to share the show on your social media. I hope you got some good takeaways today. Remember, you need to bank on yourself. You know why? Because that's going to give you an inestimable value. Yes, it will. Your self-worth will be off the chart. That's what we've been talking about today. That's the real million-dollar mindset. You guys have a great day. Be good. Be blessed. Be awesome. Talk to you next time.